How many hours a week do you want to spend on self-care? How many hours a week do you want to spend on networking? How many hours a week do you want to spend on health? Maybe that's going to yoga, going to the gym, meditating, whatever. Quantify it. Make it real. It's not abstract. This is time. Time is the only thing that we can never get back. Pretty much anything else, well, the finality of your life, but you know what I mean. Other than that, and time, you can't get time back. So make sure that you are spending your time where you want to spend your time. Okay? So really quantify that for yourself. I just want to make sure that's the next one. Yeah. This, all the stuff that you guys learned, remember I said I feel like we're doing a bit of a bait and switch? You learned skills, right? You learned lead magnets, and you learned Facebook, and you learned budgeting, and you learned all of that stuff. Skills can always be learned. These are more like behaviors and attributes of success. Being of service, number one. I said it before. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So everything that you put out into the world has to contribute. Every post, every image, every graphic, is this going to help my ideal client? Am I going to serve them? Or is this just a waste of my time and theirs? Am I wasting time by posting this picture? Even on your personal Facebook page, is this contributing or is it wasting time? Consistency. Who here has a problem being consistent? I do, for sure. We all have that. How can you guard against inconsistency? Maybe you have to scale back your efforts. If you're putting too much pressure on yourself that you have to post every day and blog post and your newsletter and all this stuff, maybe scale it back a little bit so that you can actually be consistent in what you do and then add on. Maybe you don't write a blog post every week. Maybe you write one every 10 days. Maybe you write one every 2 weeks. It's totally fine. What's not fine is being inconsistent, because when you're inconsistent, people don't trust you, right? We all have friends and family and people we know who are inconsistent. They're not the first people you're going to call to lean on because they're not consistent in your life. They're not that trustworthy. That's how clients view us. When you say you're going to do something, do it, right? Just be consistent. Self-discipline. I don't think that success has anything to do with how well you market. I mean, it does, but sorry, let me rephrase. It has only a little bit to do with the skills. It has everything to do with being consistent and having self-discipline, because you'll just outlast everybody else, right? There is no such thing as an overnight success. It takes a long time. Last night we were talking about, someone asked me how Brian and I met and how we knew each other, and it's interesting, and we didn't really realize we were doing this, so Brian and I met in 2005, and we were roommates first. We both worked together. We were building a very large sports complex in Thornhill, and we were roommates. And we would sit outside on our balcony. We lived at Young and Eglinton. It's where young single people live. And we would sit on our balcony, maybe with alcohol, probably maybe not, likely a lot, and we would daydream. And I didn't realize at that moment we were visioning our life because we were friends. But we would, and we still have them. I have big white post-it notes of my brain on paper 10 years ago where we said we wanted to do nonprofits and we wanted to have, you know, speaking from the stage. And I wanted to be Tony Robbins, so I mapped out that whole life for myself, not even having any idea of this or what I would do. I wasn't even a nutritionist at that point. I was still working at the Pavilion. Before all of that happened, I sat there and I daydreamed, right? This is 10 years in the making. This is not just 3 years. This is 10 years, right? If you follow Marie Forleo, she's been doing it for 15 years. 15 years. She's not an overnight success, right? Tony Robbins, like 30, 40 years the guy's been doing it. So there is no such thing. It's consistency and it's self-discipline to do the work when you don't want to do it. That goes back to the why. Why are you doing it? What's your driving force? It's bigger than you. It's not about you. Have a plan. Sean said it yesterday. We all said it. Have a plan. It doesn't have to be a business plan. I'm not one for sitting down and doing these 20-page business plans. Put it on a napkin, right? Rip off a piece of paper. Just have a plan. Focus on it, right? So you can come back to it and say, am I following the plan or am I going off this way? And then focus, right? Your why. Your why helps you to focus. Your goals help you to focus. Knowing how much money you need to make every day, like Dr. Walker taught you, helps you to focus. Because when you're not doing those things, you're like, oh, I'm off here. I need to focus. So what do you actually focus on? And these were the five questions that I started with on Friday. I kind of got a little screwed up. So what do you focus on? First, define who you are. Define what your values are. Define what is okay with you. Define what is not okay with you, right? I have 10, 12 values that we live by, that our company functions by. And I use this in my dealings with people, right? Define who you are. You are a brand. Whether you brand your name or you brand a company name, it's still you. It's still you. Define it. How do you want people to talk about you? How do you want to be perceived? What do you want to be known for? What's the legacy that you want to leave? How do you want to make people feel? What do you live to do? What do you want to do every day? How do you want to spend your time? Quantify it. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. You need maybe an hour to go grocery shopping 3 times a week. If you live in my house, you need time to do your laundry. Whatever it is, write it down. Make it real. We go about our busy lives and we don't quantify it in how we spend our time. Who do you want to be a hero to? Who do you want to help? What do they need and want? And what do they get out of it? That's being of service. That's what you focus on. Everything that you create, answer these questions. Am I being true to who I am? Is this what I live to do? Am I helping the people I want to be a hero to? Am I giving them what they want and need? And what are they getting out of this image, this quote, this blog post? What's the intention behind it? So, first things first, create a yearly goal. Who has a yearly goal? Whether it's, and it likely should be financial, right? A yearly goal, okay? Out of the financial stuff, then you can break it down to the programming and the clients. Then you have a monthly goal. That's maybe how many clients you need, how many blog posts you need to have, how many new leads you need to get in your email funnel. Then you break that down into a weekly goal and then in a daily goal, so it's not so big and overwhelming and scary. And then when you feel like overwhelmed and confused and frustrated, it's likely because you're going this way and you're not staying the course. And you can go back and you can say, hey, am I doing the work that's going to get me to my monthly goal and to my yearly goal? Is this work, can I attribute this work directly to reaching my goals? There should be a very clear path. It might not be clear to get there. You might have to zigzag a little bit. But if you go off this way and you're like, I don't really see the connection of how this is going to get me to this goal in 9 months, pull back. It helps you to make decisions on where to spend your time. As you grow your businesses and as you become well known, people are going to offer you things. People are going to ask you to do things. People are going to say, can you guest blog post for me? Can you come do this interview with me? Can you partner with me? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it's really awful to say no. What makes it a lot easier is if you can say, hey, is this opportunity, as amazing as it is this going to get me to my goal in 12 months? Yes or no? And if it's a no, it is a no. Sorry, I can't do it. I have a goal and I need to focus. It's that simple. There is no other discussion to be had. If it's not going to get you to where you want to be, you just say politely say no, thank you. And be grateful for the offer and know that because you turned that down, something else is going to come into your field of vision to get you to where you want to be. There's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. You can't say yes to everything. So if you don't yet have a yearly goal, even if you're still a student, make one. Maybe it's not about money. Maybe it's about your email list. Maybe it's about having a website up. Maybe it's about finishing a certification. Maybe it's about practicing your sales pitch. It doesn't matter. Just have a goal. You need something to reach for. Who wants to say what this is? Yeah, louder. Go. Everybody who knows, go. Get shit done. I didn't make that up, but I adopted it. You can adopt it because it's a great mantra, right? And it works, right? When I say I'm GSDing, you know what that means, right? When you say to other people in this room now, you say, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you today, I'm GSDing, you know what that means, because you're getting shit done, right? My we swear in my house, but the kids even know, right? Like, this is a GSD week. We're getting shit done, right? So you need to take this on and be okay with it and say to your friends and your family, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't today. Maybe you don't say I'm getting shit done, but I'm sorry, I can't today. I have a goal I need to meet tomorrow, the next day, the next week, right? You need to just get it done. It's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. You get paid. You help people for done. Halfway done, 90% done doesn't help anybody. You get paid and you help people for done. With spelling mistakes and grammatical errors and imperfect logos, you help people when it's done. Not when it's still sitting in your inbox or going the third time around back to the graphic designer because the colors aren't right. You help people when it's done. So, if it's not on your schedule, it's not real. Nikki said that yesterday. If it's not on your schedule, it's not real. One of my favorite quotes by Robin Sharma is, show me your schedule and I will show you where your priorities lie. If it's not on your schedule, it's not a priority. Right? Yes? Schedule it. Quantify everything. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. You need a yearly marketing and sales calendar. It's really easy. You go Google, month template, Word. You have 12 months of the year with blank spaces. I'm going to show you an example in a minute, but just plug in what you're doing each day. It's that simple. You don't need to really think about it. It's really that simple. Just plug it in so you have a guide, so your calendar, so that your content, so that your blog posts, so that your social media is supporting your goals. Right? Your goals, grow your email list, sell, help people, make money. That's it. Right? Anything else in between will come to you because you're raising your frequency. You're planning it out. You're putting yourself in that zone. So your goals, your content, your sales promotions, your offers, your freebies all support your revenue streams. They're all created to support your revenue streams. And they should be on your calendar. I like to plug my offer times in when I'm actually pitching stuff in the calendar first. So in my year calendar, we put all of our pitches or our launches, excuse me, in the calendar first. And then we reverse engineer it to create a month, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks of content that supports that sale. It's not random. All the emails and stuff that you guys get, everything, it's still very authentic and it's very me, but it's not random. It's supporting the offer, right? That's how your businesses should be. Everything that you do should support the offers. It's the know, like, and trust before the pitch. Then you have your yearly calendar, which can just be tacked up on a wall somewhere so you can see it. Then you break that down and you have a monthly calendar, marketing and content calendar, so you know every single day what's happening. Yes, it's a lot of work. It is. It takes hours to do it. Guess what happens when you don't do it? Nothing happens when you don't do it. Nothing happens because then you're randomly posting and you're randomly blogging and you're randomly doing this and then you get frustrated and annoyed, right? So this is the work that needs to be done before the website, before the programs, before all of that stuff. And if you already have that stuff and you don't have the calendar, do the calendar. You'll feel a lot calmer, right? People in the room who do marketing calendars, because I've taught you to do them, do you not feel calmer when you have it? Yes? Brenda, anyone in here? Yes? Trish? Yes. Amazing. To-dos, daily, not more than 3. You can't do 17 things in a day. Especially if you got kids, dog, people. We all have something, right? You can't do 17 things in a day. So your to-do list, your daily to-do list, shouldn't be 17 things long. 3 things, 3 must-do things. and get up earlier. You should be able to get them done first thing in the morning so that if your day goes sideways, you're not angry about it. So you don't feel like you haven't been productive. And then something that I do, which has been really helpful, and I know I've shared it with a couple people and it's been helpful for them, I have an idea journal. Just because you have lots of ideas doesn't mean you need to act on them and doesn't mean that they should all be monetized. They're just ideas, right? So have an idea journal. I actually use, from the dollar store, a 3-section notebook. I can actually pull it out for you. It's in my bag. A 3-section notebook. The front part is ideas. The second part are notes that I need to remember, my to-dos. And the third part is for marketing. And I have, I don't know, 20 or 30 of them now because that's how my brain works. So I have in my idea journal, my to-dos, and my marketing stuff. And it's in one notebook, and I write it down. So when I have an idea, I write it down. So it goes out of my head and it doesn't drive me insane. Our ideas will drive us insane because then you feel like you need to act on it right now and it takes you away from focusing. Get it out of your head, write it down. Focus. So this is an example of my marketing calendar, right? You can see Sunday, March 1st, all the way to the 31st. Moms, why do you need 30 minutes of stillness? Recipe for power. How to own a business and have friends. Recipe for calming. I just sit there, right? You just sit there and you look at magazines and you can get inspiration from magazines and you can get inspiration from all the stuff on the internet. But the question is, am what I'm putting out serving people? Is it building up? And then the bottom one, this is launches. This is what's happening on Tuesday. It's all mapped out, right? I a lot fly by the seat of my pants, for sure, but the structure is there. I might switch up an email here or there. I might tweak something, but the structure is there so that everybody else knows what's going on, right? That's all you need. That's an Excel spreadsheet. It's not fancy. It's not pretty, right? And you can even link to it. Simplify your life. Do this work in advance. Okay? So, what is your focus for March? I just want to see what's ahead. Nothing. Ooh. Okay, what is your focus for March? So, pull out your, in your agendas, I gave you a daily, what does that say there? GSD? Nikki? What does that say there? The title? I can't see. Yeah. What pay is it? Page is it? 34. Turn to page 34. I gave you a worksheet where you can literally script your day. I want you to take a minute, and at the top of the worksheet, I want you to write down one focus for March. What are you going to get done at the end, by the end of the month? Write it down. And even if you're not sure yet, just write something down that you're thinking about, but write it down. Make it real. What's your focus for March? Maybe it's to finish a book, finish a course, get a lead magnet done, get your program up and running. Write it down. And then you can use that page. You can go home, you can photocopy it, right? 30 times, and every day, write it out. Script your day. What do you need to do every day? Your three things. That's it. Maybe five if you're ambitious. Not 17, because then when you don't do any of them, you don't feel so good inside. So, focus for March, okay? I want you to write out a day in a life. What is a day in a life of you like? What do you focus on? You can take your focus for March, and now you can reverse engineer it. And what that means is, whatever your focus is, you work backwards and you say, what do I need to do to get this done? Barf your brain onto a page. It's the best feeling ever. Take a blank page. We use the big post-it notes in my house. They hang in my kitchen. Because if it's in my head, I gotta get it out, or I can't even, like my kid is asking me for water and I can't even hear him. So it's in my kitchen for that reason, because if it's in my head, it has to leave. It has to leave so I can focus. So everything that's in your head, get it on a piece of paper, and then you can organize it so that you can achieve your goal for March. And you do that day in and day out. self-discipline, focus. It's totally possible when you see it and you plan for it. Success leaves clues. Coach, is he in here, Coach Ray? Are you in here? No, not yet? He said to me yesterday, success leaves clues. You guys are leaving clues all over the place, right? It's not just me. There's all kinds of articles about what really successful people do and how they behave. One of them is waking up early. The other one, plan your day the night before. Wake up early. Protect your magic time. Your magic time is that 90 minutes in the day where your brain is on fire and no one should talk to you during that time. You should not do email. You should not do Facebook. You should shut off all pinging noises from every device that you have. You lock yourself in a room. No one talks to you. You put on noise-canceling headphones and you GSD. That's what happens. Mine is from 5 a.m. till 6:30. Nobody talks to me. We have it in my house. Brian watches the kids. It's no one talks to me because I get more done in that 90 minutes than I do all day. And if I try to even write a blog post at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's crap. So I've even learned not to bother. I'll just wake up early the next day and do it. Protect that time. Ask for support. Let people know from, if yours is at night, from 9:30 till 10:30 at night, I'm not taking phone calls. I don't talk on the phone. Don't talk to me. I'm not walking the dog. The kids, figure it out. Whatever your time is that your brain is on fire and you can bang out stuff, protect that time. Fiercely protect it. Be of service and focus. That's it. So I want you to script your day. I want you to think about what you're going to achieve in March. And April 1st, I want you to send me an email and say, I did it or I didn't do it, but this is how far I've gotten. Please, will you do that? Yes? Okay, awesome. We are going to do, does anybody have any questions? I think we have 5 minutes. Does anybody have any questions about that? Yeah? No? Arthur? Yes? Question? Oh. Yes. That's a good one. Okay. So he asked me, when you plan your year, what's the difference between a goal and wishful thinking? So reframe, wishful thinking is a stretch goal, right? Wishful thinking is, this feels really uncomfortable to me, but I'm just going to write it down anyway. And then you can put something that's a little bit more tangible that you feel in you feel congruent, like you're in that frequency, you can say out loud without wanting to puke, right? So absolutely you should have wishful thinking, 100%, because wishful thinking got me on this stage, right? Wishful thinking probably got all of you to where you are. You need to do that. That's the big goal, right? So it's like what comes right underneath that that you have to hit first, right? And likely, because you're structured and you're planning and you put these things down, you will hit your wishful thinking goal because you're totally in line with all of it and it's not this awkward feeling. So absolutely, put it down on a piece of paper. Nothing is wishful thinking. That's the thing, guys. Nothing is wishful thinking. Everything is possible. Nothing is wishful thinking. Do you get that? Do you really get that? Like, nothing is wishful thinking. Everything is possible. You just have to think it, write it down, structure it, and work your ass off to get it. Nothing is wishful thinking. That was a good question. Anybody else? Yeah. Yes. Totally. Yep, so that's a great question. So the question is, how do you have balance to like for your life and you don't go insane and all of that stuff? And so I actually really don't like the word balance because I feel like it. Either you're in balance or you're not, and if you're not, that's a bad thing. So I like to reframe and say priorities. So you prioritize time. We have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. You prioritize time. If you're entrepreneurs, you will never have balance. Balance is for other people, not for us, right? And it's fine. It's okay, just accept it. You'll never have balance. We have a little bit of a sickness. Leah, is Leah in here? We were talking about this yesterday. And she said, how? I'm like, it's a bit of a sickness. So you just need to have priorities. So yes, schedule in vacation time. That's what I was saying at the beginning of this talk. How do you want to spend your time? There's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. How do you want to spend your time? Schedule in going to the gym, scheduling in grocery shopping, scheduling in time. It doesn't feel maybe authentic or fluid, or maybe that's not how you run your life. That's fine. But to feel less overwhelmed, to feel more like you're present in your priorities, because that's all we really have, is to be present in our priorities. We will never have balance, because either you have it or you don't, and likely we don't, and then you feel bad, like I said. So yes, schedule it. Put your vacation in first, right? Make you and your family a priority first. You don't want to see clients at night? Don't see them at night. It's really that simple. You can say no. And if they don't want, right, Trish? Right? We had that conversation, and she was like, I don't want to see them. I was like, then don't. Just don't. And they reformatted their life to see her. And it worked, right? She didn't lose clients. She got more clients because she was living her truth. And she was like, no, I am the master of my life and my time, and this is when it works for me. Like what Megan said, a day and a half. She doesn't want to work nights, right? I stopped seeing clients at night a long time ago because I have a rule for myself. I don't miss two bedtimes in a row, except for obviously situations like this and when I'm traveling. But that's my time. I choose my time wisely, which networking events to go to, which dinners to go to, because I don't miss two bedtimes per week. I could be out every night of the week at networking events, right? So, but yes, schedule it. Absolutely. Yep. That's a good question. You're like the 10th person to ask me that. So the question was, what time do I go to bed? Normally, I'm in bed somewhere between 10 and 11. Yes, I'm chronically sleep deprived, I know. And when I need to sleep more, I will. I do. There's definitely times where it's like 9 o'clock and I'm out cold, 8:30. But likely, if I can be asleep by 11, I get up at 5, I'm good. I'm good. 6 hours. And I sleep well. Like I sleep most of the time through the night. If I have a morning routine, yes. Okay, so my 5 a.m. is I get up, and my alarm goes off on my phone, and I take it, and I shut it off really fast, although Brian always wakes up, and I go downstairs, and I make coffee, and I go to my computer, and I turn it on, and I look at what I need to write for the day, and I write. And I don't check my email, and I don't go on Facebook, and I don't do any of that. Everything is very structured, so I don't have to make any decisions at all until 8 o'clock in the morning. Everything is the same every single day. You should not be making decisions at 5 a.m. because it's also because it's ridiculous too, but because your brain is still in that mode of like purity and creativity, and that for me is very meditative, because I just get to go and be in my zone and have peace and quiet and do all of that stuff. Some days I go to the gym, some days I don't. I usually take time, I'll watch a video. Other than that sort of 5 to 6:30 time, my days are always different. So that time is very structured for myself. I don't make any decisions. I don't do any critical thinking at that time. That is pure creative time. And then likely we'll have breakfast. And then from 8 to 9, we have our morning meeting. And then from like 9 to 12, I'll do work. And then we have lunch. Our days are very much the same. What we do in the day is different. So my days are always different, but the structure of my days are the same. And then I usually will go to the gym before the kids come home, and that's my day. Some days I meditate, likely some days I don't. But for me, that 90 minutes in the morning, I need to start my day like that. If I don't start my day like that, I was saying to people last night, I'm not really such a nice person. Yes, I take a break from it on the weekends. Absolutely. I don't really respond to emails. I do for some coaching clients, because if they have stuff they need to do, and I recognize that their weekends maybe are time where they get stuff done, But no, other than maybe some customer service stuff, I don't really work on the weekends. Unless we're in like a launch or obviously something like this, like last weekend I was working, but typically, no. Any other questions? Yeah. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes I'll have an idea for a piece that I didn't have before, yes. But what doesn't change is like the promotions and that stuff. Awesome. Thanks, guys. We're going to go to a break. If you have more questions, I'm happy to answer it. I just want to keep on time. At 10 o'clock, we're going to come back. The break's a bit short. 10 o'clock, we're going to come back. And we're going to start with our keynote presentation from Chris Decker. So go have some muffins, go say thanks to the vendors and the volunteers, and come back for 10.